This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The polling stage for Lok Sabha elections is reaching its completion as the seventh and final phase of the elections begins tomorrow in 57 Lok Sabha constituencies across seven states and a union territory. In this phase, 13 Lok Sabha seats in Uttar Pradesh, 13 seats in Punjab, 9 seats in West Bengal, 8 seats in Bihar, 6 seats in Odisha, 4 seats in Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats in Jharkhand, and 1 parliamentary constituency in Chandigarh will go to polls. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. Political fate of prominent leaders, including Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi, and Union Minister and BJP leader Anurag Singh Thakur, and Congress leader Vikramaditya Singh, as well as TMC leader Abhishek Banerjee, will be sealed in the EVMs. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission to ensure smooth and transparent voting in these areas. Basic facilities ranging from shade, drinking water, ramps, toilets, wheelchairs to electricity will be in place to ensure that every voter, including elderly and persons with disabilities, can cast their vote with ease. State chief electoral officers, district election officers and state machineries have been advised to take adequate measures to manage hot weather conditions. Security has also been beefed up in the polling areas to avoid any untoward incident and ensure free and fair polls. In Bihar, 29 people have died and more than 200 fell ill due to heat stroke. Official sources said the deaths have occurred in the last 24 hours. Maximum 12 deaths occurred in Aurangabad district, where mercury has soared to above 48 degrees Celsius. In Jahanabad, 4 teachers were declared brought dead at a hospital after losing consciousness due to heat stroke. On Thursday, maximum temperature was recorded around 47 degrees Celsius in several districts. Several parts of the state, including Aurangabad, Rohtas, Kemur, Gaya, Jahanabad, Sheikhpura, Patna and Nawada, and nearby areas are reeling under intense heat wave conditions. The state government has closed all schools, Anganwadi Kendras and coaching institutions till the 8th of June in view of prevailing intense heat wave conditions. The Met Department has predicted intense heat wave conditions for southwestern and south central regions of the state for the next 24 hours. In Odisha, 14 people died of suspected heat stroke in Sundargarh district as the mercury shot up in most parts of the eastern state. As per reports, 10 persons died at the Rourkela Government Hospital within a span of 6 hours last afternoon. 4 persons died at Sundargarh District Headquarters Hospital on account of heat wave. Odisha is going through an intense heat wave condition. In Manipur, the flash flood continues to wreak havoc. Imphal city has been badly affected by the flood. Most of the roads leading to Imphal town have been submerged. The Raj Bhavan and surrounding areas have also been submerged in the water. The Manipur Police, Army, Assam Rifles, NDRF and SDRF have been pressed into rescue operations. In Jammu and Kashmir, the death toll following yesterday's accident has mounted to 22. The mishap occurred when an overloaded bus carrying pilgrims hailing from Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan to Shiv Khori and Riyasi district rolled down a deep gorge in Akhnoor area of Jammu district. 69 others were injured following the accident. Foreign ministers of the NATO member states will hold a two-day informal meeting in Prague to discuss support for Ukraine and preparations for the July NATO summit in Washington. Speaking at the joint press conference of the Czech Prime Minister Petr Fiala, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said he expects leaders in Washington to make important decisions in 3 areas. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has given Ukraine permission to strike certain areas inside Russia with U.S.-provided weapons. According to media reports, Washington allowed Kyiv to use U.S.-provided weapons to counter fire purposes and solely against sites near Russia's border with Ukraine's eastern Kharkiv region. However, the U.S. policy regarding long-range strikes inside Russia has not changed, and Ukraine was not given permission to use American weapons for attacks deep into Russia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.